Vera Whitlow. I'm the arena director for the Didsbury Rodeo and Fair. Have been for many years.
Very, very excited to see popping up on the calendar here the Didsbury FCA Rodeo again for 2021. What has it meant to your committee and all of you that have worked so hard to be able to get to this stage where we're going to be able to have this event here this summer?
Yeah, it's been a bit rushed because up until July we weren't sure whether or not we were going to be able to go, so it was kind of a get it done type deal and try to get everything done. We tried to make it much fun and much for the kids and everything, and so hopefully people will show up and enjoy it.
So how close to normal do you expect things to be this weekend?
Well, fairly normal. I think maybe the contestants are down a bit, but I think a lot of people have spent a year, just about 2 years off, and some have come back and some haven't. And so hopefully we can have a good turnout.
And it is a Foothills Cowboy Association rodeo. You know, what's the relationship have been like with the FCA for you and Didsbury over the years, Fair?
Oh, very good, yeah. Yeah, no, it's the FCA and us have worked well together and worked well with Penn Gully for their stock. It's always been a pleasure to work with, and so it makes it easy for us to run.
So you got the rodeo performances Friday at 6 p.m. and Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. What else is a part of those performances, Ver?
Oh, and then also we have Mutton Busting, what we call is an animal scramble at intermission, which is always a pile of fun with kids out there trying to catch little animals, and so it always brings a big crowd and a lot of fun.
For the families that come out to the Didsbury Ag Society Exhibition Grounds this weekend, what can they expect, Ver?
There's a kids' fun place and lots of concessions and lots of good entertainment. It'll be a good rodeo, I think.
Do you guys have fireworks planned for this year?
No, we don't. We don't have them anymore. They just got too expensive for us to have and took all our finances to put them on. So we've canceled them the last 2 years, actually.
Okay.
I guess last year there was no rodeo, was there? So we didn't have to worry about it.
No. Okay.
And Sunday, of course, we have the Clifford, we call it the Clifford Scott Tractor Pull. And also there's a gymkhana in the arena for kids that don't enter rodeos but want to just come and have some fun and pole bend and barrel racing and things like that, so they can have lots of fun there. So tell people to come out. There'll be lots going on.
Approximately how many volunteers did you have this year, Ver?
Oh, we're probably 40 to 45 people that helped get it ready and put it on that day. So makes a lot of work, but a lot of fun, too.
And what's your message to your volunteers, Ver?
Thanks a lot for helping us get this going.
Perfect. And last one for you, Ver. You know, what are you excited to see this weekend?
Well, just to see people come back and being able to do something and get it back to a little bit of normal. I know there's still, you know, some caution still taken, and we'll certainly do that. But it'd just be nice to be able to let people come and have a good time.
Excellent. For more information, you can check out the DidsburyAgSociety.org website or the Didsbury Ag Society Facebook page. It's the Didsbury FCA Rodeo this Friday and Saturday, and then the tractor pull on Sunday. Ver, thank you so much for doing this.
Okay, thanks very much. Thanks for your guys' support, too.